fans, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Sporty greetings, Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Welcome to the December 15th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Coming up on Friday's show, a new book has been published on Christian Chukwu, the former captain and coach of Nigeria's national men's football team. We'll hear from the author and the 72-year-old Chukwu. Also, we'll take a look back at this week's Confederation of African Football Awards ceremony in Marrakesh, Morocco. And we tip off with pro basketball. The NBA leading Boston Celtics and Minnesota Timberwolves both posted victories Thursday evening. Boston won at home, while Minnesota won on the road. Both teams topped their respective conferences with records of 18 wins and 5 losses. In Boston, the Celtics beat the Cleveland Cavaliers 116-107. Jason Tatum scored 27 points, while guard Jrue Holiday added 15 points for the Celtics, who improved to 12-0 at home.
I think it's always good to protect home court, to be that team where obviously in the playoffs and you have, if you're the one seed playing whoever, having home court is huge.
In Dallas, Texas, Naz Reid came off the bench and scored a season-high 27 points for the Timberwolves, who beat the Mavericks 119-101. Slovenian star Luka Doncic led the Mavs with a game-high 39 points. The five other winners on Thursday night in the NBA were Chicago, Sacramento, Utah, the Los Angeles Clippers, and the defending champion Denver Nuggets. Hall of Fame basketball player George McGinnis died Thursday, as we hear now from the AP's Gethin Coolbaugh.
George McGinnis, a Hall of Fame forward who was a 2-time ABA champion and 3-time All-Star in the NBA and ABA, died Thursday. He was 73. His unique, deep, deliberate voice, warm personality, and passion for the sport helped him create a tight bond with the fans around his basketball-rich home state of Indiana. McGinnis developed from an Indianapolis prep star into an unstoppable force in his one and only college season at Indiana University before eventually taking the Pacers to 2 titles. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
Thanks, Gethin. For the third year in a row, Australian coach Liz Mills has guided a team to qualification in the Men's Basketball Africa League, or BAL. In 2022, Coach Mills was in charge of AS Salé when the Moroccan team qualified. In 2023, she took ABC Fighters of Ivory Coast to the BAL tournament. And for 2024, Coach Mills has led Bangui Sporting Club of Central African Republic to its first appearance in the BAL. Coach Liz Mills spoke with me recently from Sydney, Australia, and I welcomed her back to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Hi, Sunny. Thank you so much for having me back on the show.
First off, Coach, congratulations on Bangui Sporting Club qualifying for the 2024 BAL season. What's been the reaction in the CAR on the country being represented in the BAL for the first time?
Thank you so much, Sunny. I had an amazing experience working with Bangui Sporting Club in Cameroon for the West Division BAL qualifiers. I'm so proud of the team for qualifying for the BAL for the first time, and we had amazing support from not only the people within Central African Republic, but from the entire diaspora from around the world. One of our goals throughout the tournament was to make sure we made our friends, family, and supporters proud, and I know with our performance we did, and we look forward to continuing to represent them well in the BAL next season.
Coach, can you reflect on the team's road to BAL qualifying campaign? What were a few of the team's key moments or games?
Ironically, one of the key moments of our campaign was the first game of the first round of the BAL qualifiers, where we lost to the team from Gabon. This was one of our two losses throughout the tournament, but it was crucial because leading into the first round, we were one of the favorites in our group. And to lose so unexpectedly to a team that was below us in the rankings was the shock that we needed, in a way that it was a catalyst for us to regroup and refocus and to respect every single opponent that we were going to face, regardless of their experience at continental level. And I strongly believe that if we hadn't have lost that game, we wouldn't have ended up qualifying or winning the championship in the West. I think another key moment for us was the game against FAP from Cameroon to win the first round group. And for us, we were down a lot of the game, and then we came up and FAP fought back. And I think it was a great game that showcased our resilience and ability to handle another team's momentum and respond in a great manner. Very proud that we ended up, after losing that game to Gabon in the first game, to beat a quality team in FAP who has more experience, that played in the BAL, and for us to have beaten them by 1 point to top the group was a very important win for us. And then I'd say the final key moment of our campaign was defeating Aha Lee Benghazi from Libya to qualify for the BAL. This was a team that was stacked with all-stars, big budget, big recruits, and everybody expected them to easily handle Bangi. But we had really progressed as a team from our first game of the first round all the way through to the semi-final game. And I was so proud of our ability to come from behind. They were up until the last couple of minutes of the game, where we fought back and we ended up winning that game on a buzzer beater. And for our captain to have scored, that was just a beautiful way, poetic, for us to qualify for the BAL. And it was a great journey from start to finish. And I think for me, being able to work with a team like this, where you have great locals, great imports, and defense was a key aspect of the game that we wanted to focus on, and it all came together and allowed us to not only qualify for the BAL, but to also win the Western Conference title.
Coach, as you're aware, the BAL will be holding games in South Africa for the first time in 2024. How would you describe basketball development in South Africa?
I think it's a great move by the BAL to expand to a third market. Obviously, South Africa is one of the biggest economies in Africa, so from a marketing perspective, it makes sense. Basketball in South Africa has had its ups and downs, and hopefully with BAL bringing their product to the market there, this will help really develop the game in the country. Unfortunately, over the last couple of years, the domestic league has been floundering. They haven't really run a domestic league properly in the last 5 years, and their national team hasn't participated since 2017. So hopefully this move is a catalyst for not only the federation to kick back into gear and really work, inspire them to put a domestic league in place and to continue to develop basketball in South Africa. A strong basketball environment in South Africa is only a positive for the entire continent.
I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. I'm talking with Liz Mills, the head coach of Bangi Sporting Club, which has qualified for the 2024 Basketball Africa League season. Coach, as you prepare for the 2024 season, are there specific areas on Bangi SC you would like to see improve?
Every coach is always looking for ways to improve their team. So, of course, heading into the 2024 BAL season, there's lots of areas that I think we can improve in, offensively, defensively, from a personnel perspective, even myself as a coach. And that's what's so exciting. And with the group, the core group of players that this team has, the ability to build on the foundation that we that we implemented in the BAL qualifiers is a huge advantage for us. And I think that's the beauty of BAL qualifiers, especially the teams that come through the first and the second round of those qualifiers. We have that ability to build on that development, whereas a team that automatically qualifies for BAL doesn't get that preparation time. And so it's an advantage for us. But in terms of the nitty-gritty areas of improvement, I'm going to keep that up my sleeve. I don't want to give too much away to our opponents as we head into the 2024 season. But I do know that we're looking forward to, as a team, continuing to build, get better, and really have a strong presence in the BAL. We're not looking to just participate for the first time. We're looking to go out there and compete, and I'm really excited about the prospects of this team for the 2024 season.
Finally, Coach, NBA Africa recently announced the first junior NBA league in South Sudan will tip off in early 2024. South Sudan made a successful debut at the 2023 FIBA Basketball World Cup and will also participate in the 2024 Olympic Men's Basketball Tournament. How important are these junior NBA leagues? And do you see South Sudan as the new power in African men's basketball?
I think the junior NBA programs are crucial. I think the grassroots development of players and coaches across the continent is one of the three key pillars for development of the game in Africa. So I'm really excited that the NBA Africa are launching a league in South Sudan come early next year. I'm also really excited to see the rise of South Sudan, not only in Africa, but also in international competitions like the World Cup and next year at the Olympics. Now for me, yes, they are one of the best teams in Africa, but are they the best yet? No. They need to win an Afro basket. They need to beat a fully stacked Nigeria team. They need to consistently beat Senegal. They need to show not only at the continental level can they dominate, and then once they do that, what are their results at international competitions? I think going to the World Cup this year was a great experience for them. And once they can get there and make to the second round and then, you know, full start pushing for the quarterfinals, semifinals down the line, that's when, you know, they're really going to be leading the way for Africa. And I cannot wait to see that happen.
Thanks, Coach. That's Liz Mills, the head coach of Bangi Sporting Club. And she spoke with me from Sydney, Australia.
Sporty greetings. This is Liz Mills. You are listening to Sunnyside of Sports on the Voice of America.
The former captain and coach of Nigeria's national men's football team, Christian Chukwu, is the subject of a new biography. Iron Mike Mbonye attended the book launch in Lagos.
Football administrators and friends of Christian Chukwu, former captain of Nigeria's national men's football team, have praised him for his sterling qualities and contributions to the national team. Chukwu, nicknamed Chairman, was the captain of the then Nigerian national men's football team, known as the Green Eagles, in the 70s and early 80s. The book, titled The Field Marshal, has 344 pages, divided into five chapters. It talked about Chukwu's childhood days, playing career for his club, Rangers International of Enugu, and the national team. The book also talked about Chukwu's coaching career for football clubs in Nigeria and abroad, national teams of Nigeria and Kenya. Ogechukwu Ajuzie, a journalist, is the author of the book.
I wrote the book to celebrate Christian as a footballer for his accomplishments over the years. I've been taking time to study him, I followed him as a footballer, and I felt the best thing to do is to honor him and celebrate him. That was what informed the idea of writing the book. The book is about his life, childhood, football career, and all that. You know, so it took us through the memory lane of him.
Silvanus Okpala, a former Nigerian international who played with Chukwu in the same club and national team, describes the former Nigerian captain as a gentleman.
To my own personal opinion, football book, somebody that played and wrote a book, I think is the first of its kind that I've seen. I don't know any other. Maybe other, but I don't know that one. they do fun. It's a good thing, at least for us footballers too. And Christian is a gentleman, but you know, it's not easy to be a gentleman. But it's easy to call somebody a gentleman. Or they say, he dress simple. He always dress very simple. But it's not easy to dress simple. So it's a good thing in the right direction. And I hope some of us will look at what he has done and maybe try to write our own too.
Christian Chukwu, former captain of Nigeria's national men's football team, says he is happy with the biography on him.
Well, I'm overwhelmed with happiness. It's good to remember somebody when he's alive than when he's not alive. So I'm very pleased. And I thank everybody that is here present to honor this invitation. You know, so it will keep me longer in life. Yeah, the younger generation, when they read it, they should know that they will not be forgotten when they are no more. And it will encourage them and giving them the discipline they require to achieve whatever they want to achieve.
Christian Chukwu captained the Nigerian national men's football team to win its first Africa Cup of Nations title in 1980 and was a member of the coaching crew that took the national team to a maiden appearance at the FIFA World Cup in USA in 1994. For the Sunny Side of Sports, this is Ayo Mike Mbonye in Lagos.
Sporty greetings. This is Chairman Christian Chukwu, former captain of national team Green Eagles, former coach of Super Eagles, former coach of Kenya national team, former coach of Safa of Lebanon. You are listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairman, and congratulations on the new book. Nigeria and host Morocco dominated this week's 2023 Confederation of African Football Awards ceremony in Marrakesh. Nigeria won four awards, including the Men's and Women's Player of the Year trophies. Victor Osimhen won his first African Footballer of the Year award, while Nigerian countrywoman Asisat Ashola won her record-extending sixth. In this Sunny Side of Sports highlight for 2023, Osimhen expresses gratitude for the trophy.
It's a dream come true for me. I want to thank everyone that have seen me through life's journey in achieving my dreams, in achieving my goals. I appreciate Nigerians for their support. I appreciate Africa for putting me on the map, for encouraging me, for defending me, regardless of my shortcomings. Thank you so much. Thank you very much. I appreciate you all. God bless you all. Thank you so much.
For reaction to Victor Osimhen winning his first African Footballer of the Year award, Iron Mike Mbonye spoke with the chief football writer at ACLSports.com, Fisayo Dairo.
The year 2023 has been a phenomenal year for Nigeria's superstar, Victor Osimhen. In 2023, he has smashed a lot of circle records, both individually and collectively for the team he is playing for. Now, in this year, he has led Italian giant Napoli to their first Serie A title in 33 years. And he also emerged the top scorer in the Italian top flight, winning the Capo Cannoniere and becoming the first African to do so in many years. And of course, he also became the highest goal scoring African ever in Italian Serie A. The records kept rolling in for him, and it's not a surprise to me personally that he has crowned the year in a very fantastic manner, claiming the African Player of the Year award. You know, no Nigerian footballer has ever won this award since Nwankwo Kanu did that in 1999, which means Nigerians have been made to wait for 24 years before this child of promise has come home to deliver it back to Nigerians. Osimhen's life and career has been one of a steady rise. He was the top scorer at under-17 level, scoring 10 goals in 2015 at the under 17 World Championships in Chile. And from there, he has stepped onto the Super Eagles, and it was the same 10 goals that he scored to emerge as the top scorer of the qualifying series for next month's Africa Cup of Nations, which ended a couple of months back. That has been the summary of Victor Osimhen's lethal power in front of goal. And like I said, it's not a surprise to me personally that he has claimed this gong. If you look at his progresses, just last week, he was also named as the AIC, that's the Association of Italian-based Footballers, the Player of the Year for last season. He finished 8th in the Ballon d'Or race for this year, making him the highest ever Nigerian, the biggest Nigerian to reach that height ever since the award started. So it's been a phenomenal year for him. He's been an awesome one. And as Nigerians and Africans, we are proud of him because he is gradually bringing back those years that Nigeria used to dominate African football, both individually and collectively as a team.
Super Falcons and FC Barcelona Femini forward Asisat Oshoala won the Best Women Player of the Year for a record 6th time. Did this come to you as a surprise?
I must say it's not a surprise to me at all that Barcelona and Nigeria Super Falcons superstar Asisat Oshoala has claimed the gong for the best soccer player in African women's football for another year. Why? Because Oshoala has since long ago established herself as one of the greatest ever soccer stars in Africa. And, you know, her exploits for Barcelona, where she scored a total of 27 goals in all competition last term to lead them to a number of trophies, including the Spanish League title and the Champions League. And then she scored for Nigeria at the Women's World Cup. Just recently, she also scored a couple of goals against Ethiopia in a qualifying game for next year's Olympics. This has been the summary of Asisat Oshoala. She has been there consistently doing it year after year and winning the award for a record 6th time, a record extended 6th time, is not a child's play at all. It only takes a player that is dedicated, that is truly talented, and that is disciplined and focused to ensure that she doesn't drop the ball. Yes, during the period of these 6 years, she had lost the crown at one point or the other, but every time she loses it, she comes back stronger to claim it. So she's been a phenomenal football star, and I'm sure the whole of Nigeria is proud of Asisat Oshoala. And of course, because not just Nigeria, she also hoists the African flag very well in Spain, where she has been based for a number of years now. Not a surprise that she has won the award. And of course, if care is not taken, she will still extend it more to 7th or more. But the good thing is a lot of players are now coming up in Africa. They're responding. We have Barbara Banda from Zambia making the final shortlist. We have Thembi Gatlana still at the peak of her powers playing soccer for the Banyana. Even for Nigeria, Rashidat Ajibade is growing rapidly year after year for Nigeria Super Falcons, and she has been touted to be on that final 3 podium in the next 1 or 2 years if she continues at this trajectory. That has been the story. Congratulations to Asisat, but it's not a surprise to many of us that she has excelled this much in the women's game.
Super Falcons of Nigeria emerged as the best national women team of the year, with goalkeeper Chiamaka Nnadozie as the best women keeper in Africa. What's your take on this?
After a rather turbulent 2022, Nigeria's Super Falcons turned it around in 2023 and they made the year one of the best year ever. And that has ended with them being crowned as the national team of the year in the women's version for African football. Now, in 2022, an ignominious 4th place finish at the Women's Africa Cup of Nations in Morocco was trailed by a number of disastrous friendly results against the likes of the United States of America, Japan. But ever since the page was turned into 2023, the Falcons started churning in good results, which culminated in a very fantastic performance at the Women's World Cup in Australia in the summer. And up to now, it's on record that the Super Falcons did not lose any game in regulation time in the year 2023. Definitely not a surprise that they have been crowned the best national team for the women's version in 2023. A number of their players also excelled, including Asisa that we talked about, and Chiamaka Nnadozie, the goalkeeper, who also won the Goalkeeper of the Year award, and she's been supreme for French club Paris FC and for Nigeria Super Falcons, both on the continent and at the last Women's World Cup also. So it's been a fantastic year for the Falcons. And after that horrendous 2022 they had, we say congratulations to them for re-establishing themselves as the pioneer and the best team in African women's football.
Atlas Lions of Morocco won the Best Men's National Team of the Year award. What's your reaction to this?
The exploits of the Atlas Lions of Morocco at last year's FIFA World Cup in Qatar will never go away from memory so soon. And that's why it was expected that many of the performances that we had in Qatar will be rewarded on Monday night. And yes, they were rewarded. One of such was the Atlas Lions being named the African Men's National Team of the Year. It's not debatable. Having gone as far as third place of the World Cup, they absolutely deserve it. And it's also good to see their head coach, Walid Regragui, also winning the Coach of the Year award. And you see their goalkeeper, Yassin Bono, who had an exceptional World Cup tournament in Qatar, named the Goalkeeper of the Year. And of course, he also won the Europa League with Sevilla in Europe. So it's just to show how significant the performances of the Moroccans were in the last 12 months. And like I said, it's only right that they were rewarded for painting Africa's name in good light for the rest of the world, especially in Qatar and beyond. They also qualified comfortably for the Africa Cup of Nations starting in January. So say congratulations to them. Congratulations to all the recipients of the awards on Monday night. And I'm sure they all know that it's not a call for celebration, but a call for them to keep working harder to see that they never drop the level of consistency.
That's Fisayo Dairo, the chief football writer at ACLSports.com. And Fisayo spoke with Iron Mike Mbonye on the telephone from Port Harcourt, Nigeria.
Sporty greetings, this is Victor Osimhen, Super Eagles of Nigeria and Napoli FC forward. You're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook, X, formerly known as Twitter, and at voaafrica.com. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. My X, formerly known as Twitter handle, is at VOA Sunny Sports. And if you go to voaafrica.com, you can listen online to the Sunny Side of Sports, as well as past episodes. Check out voaafrica.com for lots of Africa news. For world news, go to voanews.com.
Relax, unwind, or charge up? Then listen to Music Time in Africa this weekend. It'll do all that for you and more. I'm Heather Maxwell. I know good music. And Africa is my passion. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for 1 hour of commercial-free Pan-African music of the highest caliber. You get great music, music news, and amazing artist interviews from rising stars to superstars. This listen will take you places. So do it. Join me for Music Time in Africa, your weekend destination.
And that wraps up the December 15th edition of the show. Thanks to producer Muckbill Yabaro. Muckbill will be hosting the show next week and the following week as I enjoy some holiday leave. I'll be back on New Year's Day. Thanks also to engineer David Greenberg. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. And that's the Sunny Side of Sports.